Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Wow, I unmuted both of you, but I neglected to unmute myself accidentally.
That's important people speak.
We forgot to take full advantage of that situation. We could have had the show all to ourselves.
It would have been...
We missed our mutiny.
It would have been anarchy. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. If you would like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the
Speakless Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
So, what were we talking about?
We were talking about how people don't want to work anymore and why.
I just want to bang on the drums all day.
Yeah.
That's that song, right?
Yep.
You mentioned you wanted to opine.
I had a few thoughts on that one. So, I mean, part of it's definitely that, I mean, you kind of expect something back for your work, and that is just becoming less and less true.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm sympathetic towards that movement.
And that's definitely part of it. And another part that ties into that very much is that because we have so much regulation keeping anyone from entering the market and rewarding corporations for getting them larger and larger because, you know, if you can, if we just have our own section of our corporation that does all of our printing, then we don't have to pay taxes on the printing, so on and so forth. You end up with a smaller and smaller number of companies that can employ people, and that makes the conditions worse and worse because they're not competing anymore.
There's already many industries within one sort of larger industry, you know, word that I'll it's art, right? And within the art industry... industries, because there are many forms of art, there is probably far more work being done for zero pay than in any other industry. And
the starving artist is a cliche.
It's a cliche, but it's also a stereotype because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have done, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many thousands of hours of work and creating music and rehearsing and, you know, having a job and using that money to buy gear to maintain the band and make the band go and print t-shirts and, you know, all the stuff that goes along with that and literally never getting a return on it. Right? Yeah. A losing proposition. Why would somebody ever do that, you ask?
Well, what is a musician? He's the guy who loads up $5,000 of equipment into a $500 van to go to a gig to make $50.
If that.
If that.
Yeah. Many a gig was $0.
Okay.
Not even as much as a, here's a couple beers for playing tonight, guys.
Well, it's because the term overnight success is a misnomer. There's no such thing as an overnight success.
Yeah,
but there's the person who slaved away for months, years, decades maybe, and then finally gets that break where they finally make it big. And that's why you put all of this work into this thing for no return on that hope that you'll break it over or just because you love what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a hobby.
Yeah.
Right? It's a hobby. But if you enjoy what you're doing, you don't need to get paid for it. You do the other stuff to make the money to support the hobby.
I mean, that's your classification. Some people look at art as their purpose.
Okay.
Right? In order for humans to function,
sure,
they need to have a purpose.
Yeah, it might be your calling.
Right.
And some of these people were going to be in favor of the article that we're reading, right, the automated luxury communism, because it allows them to act their purpose, right, without having to worry about, you know, survival.
Well, so I think to that extent... as far as relating that to art is concerned, I think the idea of the artist has been romanticized, particularly within the context of this article.
Okay.
And that is to say that, like, people have this, like, vision, like, oh, wouldn't it be great to just have so much free time that I could just do my painting, or I could finally write my novel, or I could write that, you know, album that I've always wanted to write, you know, that kind of a thing, right? I think that that has been romanticized so much that people are now seeing it as sort of an ideal within the context of the article.
Okay. So, question real quickly then, why shouldn't that be the ideal? Right? Why do we poo-poo on these things so much because we don't believe them to be possible? But should that not be a goal to be strived for?
Well, right?
Where you have that free
no
time?
No one working is impossible.
Understood.
Very few people working, I mean, in the sense of, like, work, like a pain in the butt to do, like
yeah.
you don't actually want to do it, but you get compensated in some way for doing it, whereas
yeah.
like artistry is something that you do because, well, you want to do it. Now, I am so in favor of automation. Absolutely. Like, let's get those rocks doing all of the boring stuff that we can. You know? Get them doing all of the tedious, horrible things that upset us. And then let us do all of the things that they can't, because those tend to be the things we like doing.
Hmm. All right, let's go to some calls here. We've got, this is Dan calling from Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Talk about dumb phones, but I've been a little bit more interested in what was just being talked about. You know, right after the break.
Sure, this is Free Talk Live. You're free to change what you called about, so go ahead.
Yeah, I think also I actually agree a lot with what you guys are saying here, because I also think I have a vision that involves automation being, like, pivotal in how we you know, change the nature of work so that it's better for people. I guess I think that where we disagree maybe is that I kind of feel, in my opinion, the balance between labor and capital is really skewed in favor of capital. And I don't understand how with less government than we have now, that balance could shift in any way. Because hopefully by the time automation becomes, way more important to humanity, there's a way that the benefits of that have spread more equally towards everybody.
Well, having less government takes away what I call government monopolies. There are certain sectors of the market that don't exist because government claims a monopoly on them. In addition to that, government creates pseudo-monopolies by currying favor to lobbyists. So if the government did not exist, lobbyists would not be able to curry those favors. Competition would be able to come in freely, and innovation would sort of rise up.
Yeah, one of the odd things you're seeing now with the, you know, the anti-work, the great resignation, is a reshifting of that balance. Because what I think you see when you say that it's in favor of capital right now, we would probably make the case that it's in favor of cronyism right now, where the capital is in the hands of the state, or the capitalists with the negative connotation are getting handouts from the government in some form or fashion that is giving them that advantage that they ought not have. And if you remove the state from that equation, they no longer have that advantage.
Yeah, when all of the symbol of value is coming from one spigot, then whoever is closest to that spigot is getting all of that value first.
Nice analogy.
And that's how our money system works. So if you're close to government spending, you get to spend that money before the price inflation hits. Now, the inflation of the money supply has already occurred as soon as you've got it, but you get to spend it for more value. And it just centralizes more and more wealth and power. Whereas if you have an actual system of currency that's, you know, solid like gold or Bitcoin, then you don't have that same centralizing effect of power.
Dan?
I don't know about that. Why would gold becoming more prominent, or Bitcoin, which is stable, be something that helps everyday people who I'll just leave that question.
Well, okay.
Why would that? It doesn't seem like
Let me take a shot at this by talking about what's happened recently.
Okay.
Over the last couple of years, there has been, like, the fight for 15, right? The push to raise the minimum wage legally to $15 an hour. And the government has come in and inflated the currency so much where that's not even enough anymore. Like, that has become the de facto pseudo minimum wage in a lot of places, even if it's not the legal minimum wage, because of the currency inflation. And if you don't have that inflation, you don't have to worry about that, and that's where the gold comes in, and the Bitcoin.
Thanks for the call, Dan. More Free Talk Live is coming up, 603-283.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening tonight and tuning in to Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program. It's also broadcast over the internet and some satellite channels where you can call, take control of the airwaves, and speak your mind outside of some regulations that we must follow from the FCC. Some certain words you're not allowed to say. No topic is taboo, so to speak.
Speak your mind. Just use appropriate language.
Yes, please. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from, where was it from? I don't remember.
Futurism.
Futurism, thank you. About a future without work. The fully automated luxury communism.
And the documentary that I was referring to earlier was Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist, right. But
Jacques Fresco and the Venus Project.
And the guy with two first names you shouldn't trust.
Okay.
Peter Joseph.
The other guy.
Because he has two first names.
Yep.
So, let's see.
Does that mean you should extra trust someone whose first name is a last name?
I don't think so.
Johnson Stevenson.
Right.
There is another issue that recently manifested itself. Fewer and fewer employees are required to produce more and more goods and services for an increasing number of consumers. Wages are increasing. No, they're not. And people are becoming more demanding, rightly so. Young people are not prepared to sacrifice their lives for their workplace. Well, I mean, that's assuming a lot.
I mean, it's assuming a lot, but again, there's the movement having a name, right, the Great Resignation, is indicative that there might be some truth to this. Yeah. Right? It's not just a one-off. It's an entire group of people going like, this is stupid, and we don't really want to do this, especially for what you're paying us, which also drives up wages for the people still working.
Well, and I think one of the things that's been behind this whole thing is that there used to be a social stigma attached to collecting government money instead of working for it.
Yep.
And that has been gone for quite a while now.
We talked about that when we talked about shame. It needs to come back. Mm-hmm. People need to be shamed for that sort of behavior.
Yeah, because you're not getting money from the government. You're getting money because the government is stealing that money from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, the balance is they're stealing it from other people to give it to you, or you go to work and they steal it from you through inflationary policies.
Well, some of it.
And at the risk of being trite, Bitcoin fixes this.
I got it. So right. Gold and silver and any other sort of fixed currency.
If you fix the money, a lot of society's problems will fix themselves.
Got it. So let's do that.
There is another issue that... we already talked about that. This article, though, like assumes that people need to sacrifice their lives for their workplace. Like, I wouldn't die to, like, do some customer service over the phone. You know, like, sacrificing my... Granted, a 40-hour work week and, like, overtime, like, that can be overwhelming, right? You spend, you know, half of your week, loaning yourself to somebody else in return for some money. But here's the secret that I always had to maintaining employment, and that is, just follow technology. Right? You don't even have to be particularly good at the technology. Just follow it. Go and work for technology companies, right? Technology companies need offices. They need employees. They have gear. So whatever it is you're good at, you know, maybe you're the person who, like, vacuums up the office.
Well, that's kind of a risky situation these days, because in order for technology companies to be able to keep hiring people, you have to have an expanding economy. And right now we are moving into contraction. So, like, the tech stocks are the ones that get hit first.
I mean, different sections of the economy respond differently. For example, COVID, right? Whole bunch of businesses were shut down. Whole bunch of people lost their jobs. Technology people, however, experienced a boom, right? Because technology is what allowed people to shift to work from home models, right? I myself was caught up in that. I found myself as a guy who was able to work from home for my day job before it was cool, before everybody got to. They tabbed me to, like, hey, can you give a presentation on, like, you know, home economics and, you know, making sure you have all the pro tips for how to work at home effectively and be productive and all that kind of stuff. And so I found myself with a new set of response, a new job, if you will, in this respect, of teaching other people how to do this successfully. So, and then the technology companies that were providing things like telephone services, anything that remotely resembled a Zoom call, right? All of these companies had big booms in their bottom line because all of a sudden, all of these businesses were signing up for their services, wanting to get onboarded, lickety-split, because there was a necessity in the marketplace. So we saw a shift in the market.
I think a lot of it was the caller's name, Dan, a little
while back. Yeah, the previous call.
Some of it is confusion, misunderstanding, and I'm going to say misplaced responsibility, right? So the anti-work movement, the Great Resignation, all of that, they want to blame capital, as his words, mm-hmm. right, or the companies for their current situation.
Right.
But if they looked at one step further, the cronyism, if they look at the state, for they're the ones, the state is the ones debasing the money,
right,
making their work for the company less valuable than it could otherwise be.
Yes.
And I think that is really hard for people to imagine. But, I mean, the kind of world we're talking about where we have money is the kind of world where you can pay this month's rent with the equivalent of the change in your couch cushions, because the prices on everything have fallen so low and the wages have increased so much that it's just you just naturally have an increasing amount of free time for your artistic exploits because of the increase in technology.
And technology can actually give individuals the ability to automate their own tasks for profit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you view yourself as a person, as a business, or your household even, as a business, there are certain tasks that you can automate, or at least in the future will be able to automate, that could bring you a profit. Rummage sales, for example, we've already seen Craigslist sort of took over newspapers. I don't want to say the name. The social media company has the buy and sell marketplace kind of thing, right? And more of this thing is happening all the time. So, like, these are tasks that can be automated. Also, too, with the IoT, the Internet of Things coming around, if you marry that with stuff like micropayments and cryptocurrency, all of a sudden, whenever you're not using a thing and there's, you know, some leftover either bandwidth or some memory usage that could be applied to something else, you can rent that out for a micropayment, and now all of a sudden you're generating income by automating something, or at least allowing somebody else to use something that you're not using, unbeknownst to really anybody.
Yeah, one of the things that Dan mentioned is the whole, like, it seems to be shifted to capital rather than labor. So if you had a deflationary currency, then what would happen is that your employer would have to go to you periodically and say, hey, is it okay if we reduce your wage by this month? So that it by this much, in order to keep you employed, so that you're constantly being, you know, asked your permission to continue working here so that I can keep the business running. It completely changes the dynamic in what I think would be a very positive direction.
It might be hubris on my point. To your point, Captain, I don't think the average person is capable of those things, right? Like, they aren't taught that, and it's going to be some of the upper echelon, the elite people who are able to automate and make money while doing that.
I don't know. There's an app for that. Right? I mean, that's what people will do. They will create an app for all of that, so you don't have to be that smart and that elite to make stuff like that happen in your own household. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the International Criminal Court is opening an investigation into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine.
All facts are brought to the table, and that those responsible are held accountable.
Stoltenberg also telling CNN's State of the Union he strongly welcomes the investigation. Sacramento police are investigating a shooting that killed 6 people and wounded at least a dozen others early Sunday morning. The gunfire erupted in the downtown entertainment district just blocks from the state capitol. Police have not identified any possible suspects, and they call it a very complex and complicated crime scene. Social media video shows young people fighting with each other before gunfire erupts. You're listening to USA Radio News. Ukrainian and Russian diplomats are continuing to work on a peaceful resolution to the war between the two countries. But Western leaders worry the Kremlin will only agree to a settlement if they get to annex Ukrainian territory. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher joins Fox News and says this could be dangerous for NATO.
If Putin's able to settle for something like solidifying his claims over Crimea, establishing a land bridge between Crimea and the Donbass into Russia,
right,
that is still a profoundly destabilizing outcome, one that puts NATO in a far worse position than it was prior to the war.
Senator John Cornyn is laying out what he thinks should be the focus of the Republican Party ahead of this year's midterm elections. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Republican saying dealing with inflation, border protection, spikes in crimes, and the ongoing invasion of Ukraine are top priorities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. 603-283-6160 is the phone number, but you can't get in right now. The phones are packed.
Wow.
So we will get to your calls momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Because man,
and Richie Rich.
That's right. Phones are packed Sunday. And
phone call speed round.
Yeah, we'll get to those momentarily. I have to tell you that ForkFest 2022 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's beautiful out there. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest. But ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge and there's no ticket cost. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve a camping or RV site or a motel room with Rogers Campground June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving individuals in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, and those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with the captain, forkfest.party. All right, let's just go to the phones. We're going to start with, we've got Jake from Ocean Shores. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's Jack, but that's cool.
Oh, Jack, sorry. My bad.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been to Eastern Oregon, like the Deschutes River?
I have not been to Eastern Oregon. I'm familiar with the Northwest, though. I used to live in Seattle for about 20 years.
Yeah, I lived in Portland, and there's a great white water rafting area over in a town called Maupin. And there was a real Barney Fife type of deputy there. I mean, you had to stand in the water if you wanted to have a cigarette. I mean, it was ridiculous. So I end up getting a boating under the influence.
A BUI?
On a raft with
that's
five
That's not what
people.
I think of when I think of Barney Fife deputies. I think of, like,
no,
right? Yeah, that's the opposite.
He was watching
yeah.
me with binoculars up on top of the cliff.
Yeah.
And he ticketed me for a boating under the influence. There's no motor on a raft, and there's five other people.
So it didn't fit the definition of boating, and you were exonerated.
Yes, I went to court. I had to drive out to the Dalles in Oregon out there, Hood River, if you know that area.
Yep, yep.
Drove 2 hours from Portland, and I was thinking of that case of the squash guy who marked up the court.
Oh, the pickleball guy. I got you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The judge looked at it, and he'd never seen anything like it before. He said, I don't, understand. He ended up giving me so I think the squash guy, it's going to be dismissed by the DA.
I want to be hopeful.
I hope it is, but I don't know. I have no
fine.
Hope for Denver. None.
He got fined for it.
You got a $300 fine for RUI, rafting under the influence?
Well, it was a BUI. It was a year in jail and up to a $10,000 fine.
Ouch.
That's the ticket he gave me.
Ouch. Brutal. Hey, thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate it. Rafting under the influence.
We need to stop those dangerous criminals who drink beer and fish.
More so that the pickleball guy is going to have some sort of, like, violence done to him by the state, whether it's extortion or jail.
All right. It looks like Rich in Indiana dropped off, so let's move right along. Let's go to...
See, there can be only one.
Let's go to Rob.
In your name alone, that's not fair.
Let's go to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on
How
Free
you
Talk
doing,
Live.
Guys?
Good, what's on your mind?
Hey, so there is another job that's out there that, people can do, and it's just, it's not promoted enough.
Okay, what is
and
it?
And I think that this is the kind of work that's going to save the younger generation. But you got to legalize cannabis first.
I mean, they're pushing it on the federal level. We'll see what happens.
Right, but that's the thing that I... Because look at all the things you can get out of using cannabis. I mean, you can make fuel, clothes,
yep.
all of that kind of thing.
Paper, rope, plastic.
But anyways, the other reason why I called is that one of the guys know that there's a new cannabis store that's opening up in Bellows Falls.
Do you know, now I've heard of this going on, do you know if it's going to be recreational or is it just, the old, you got to get a doctor to write you a note and be a patient?
I think it's going to be both.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that recreational was on, any ballot for Vermont, but I don't necessarily pay attention to Vermont either, even though I live.
And why would you?
I mean, it's on the other side of us, really, on the other side of the river, so it's not that far.
I try to ignore all the surrounding states as much as possible.
Are you going to go get a job there, Rob? Is that what your plan is?
I don't know. Not cause I'm just going to I grow my own dope. So,
Amen to that, brother. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, I will tell you, all the states around us have legalized marijuana. So, all those places that don't have a pathologically opposed governor.
I have hopped in the old motor vehicle and buried the needle and went to the state to our south and the state to our east, and both times was able to acquire said marijuana while I was there because, they have it recreationally available.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that pathological governor is he's like the barrier to state income tax.
Yeah, he's the only one that we can get in that will stop that from happening. It's terrible.
Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Lesser of evils.
Okay, good evening, guys. Let's see. I was listening to Clay and Buck the other day, the guys that took over Rush Limbaugh's time slot, and they were talking about trying to introduce a phrase telling you to go Fauci yourself. And I thought it should be simplified and just cut down to like Fauci off or Fauci. But anyway, I too have buried the needle on more than one occasion. I had a Charger went to $1.50 and a Galaxy went to $1.20 and I pegged them both.
Nice.
That Charger scared me. I got her up to about a buck and a half and she already had 150,000 miles on her. And so the front end started shimmying.
Ooh, yeah,
I had to back her down. I still had 3/4 inch of pedal. I think that thing probably would have done 220.
A friend of mine, a friend of what would be my brother, for lack of a better way to explain that. A friend of my brother's, who was older than me, his brother, like, drove in, like, NASCAR, worked in, like, the pits, you know, the pit stop type. Yeah, pit crew. And he owned, it was a 72 CUDA. With a 446 pack, whatever that is. I'm not a gearhead, and it purred and it was super fast. It was the only time I've ever seen a vehicle because the dude took me for a ride in it. And you know when he put the hammer down, so to speak, stepped on that accelerator, it kicked in and I was thrown back into my seat.
Felt the G's,
and you could watch the speedometer go up as the gas gauge went down.
One of my favorite YouTube videos is a Hellcat outrunning the police helicopter.
Ooh, wow.
Right?
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. They zoomed in and he was gone.
Other thoughts, Major?
Well, I never outran a helicopter, but I did outrun a trooper in my Galaxy one time.
I got away from a trooper in a Corolla. That's not all that impressive.
You got away from a trooper with beer?
In a Corolla.
Oh, Corolla.
No. In my old, I had a Galaxy 500 to 68 with a 390 in it. She was pretty quick.
Wow.
But,
I just cornered
her. Anyway, our lovely president has agreed to release 1 million gallons of oil from the reserves per day here on this fuel fiasco.
Yeah. Oh, how generous of our overlord to bestow upon us the gift of oil in which he's been sandbagging and hanging on and not allowing the market to actually determine the price on.
Trump, to cover up the price fixing that he did in the first place.
Back in the Trump administration, he was the only one that since World War II topped off the Federal Reserve. And he did it for like $37, $39 a barrel.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major. Appreciate it.
Well, it's not like we're heading into uncertain times where that might come in handy.
603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts are coming up on tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. The final segment is moments away.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back! Wow. It's like you've done this before, Richard.
That's my shtick, man. Stole that from a Saturday Night Live skit.
I used to play the video game Madden NFL, right?
Who hasn't?
And for a while there, they had, like, if you paused the game, every time you unpaused the game to come back and play, it would say something like, "Welcome back." And then if you hit pause right away after they said that and then hit unpause, it would say something different.
Ah.
And so if you just did that enough, you would eventually cycle through all, I think there was 12 or 14 of them or something.
Impressive at the time.
Yeah, and so it was like, "Welcome back. Let's get back to the field. Now let's get back to the game. Let's get back to the play on the field. Welcome back to the play on the field," right? And it was all these different iterations of the same thing over and over and over again.
Nope, I don't iterate. I just shout, "And we're back."
You do, and you do it well.
Thank you.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We have to take a moment before we get to your calls to say thank you to the Garbage Man.
Hmm.
Or is it Garbage Man? It looks like it says Garbage Man.
Dirty Dan the Garbage Man.
Garbage Man, C-A-R-B-A-G-E, who is a silver level amplifier. What is an amplifier? Well, it's somebody who finds value in this particular radio program that you're listening to right now, finds so much value in it that they want to help us get this program onto more radio stations so that the message of freedom, liberty, prosperity, and peace can be spread more effectively. We're on 190-ish, maybe 200 radio stations now. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 or even more radio stations.
All of the stations.
It's up to you. Go visit amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. That's where you can find out how you can amp this program. There's some perks. It's a Patreon account there. There's some perks for the levels, and you know, you can get some cool stuff depending on what you contribute. But the reason you should want to contribute is that you find value, you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, and the message of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity. Please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call.
We had a woman on the radio show this morning here in Albuquerque that talked about speeding vans and red light cameras, and she quoted some statistics from last year, and in Albuquerque, they had close to 390 people that got injured. They were pedestrians, and 35 pedestrians got killed. So she had some suggestions on how to cut down the rate that maybe other cities in America would be interested in. They, she suggested that.
Was it Sarah by any chance?
No, unfortunately, she hasn't been hit yet. But she, this woman, yeah, you have no idea, 24 hours a day. But this woman had suggestions to reduce pedestrian fatalities and injuries, and that was for cities to build more bicycle paths to reduce the traffic lanes for cars so cars would slow down that way.
Just ban cars and make everyone take the bus.
Well, New Mexico and Albuquerque, after January 1st, you don't pay to ride the Metro buses here. That's a one-year trial to increase ridership and reduce pollution was their two main ideas.
So cities have done this before. And in fact, when I first moved to the Seattle area in the late 90s, riding the bus in the metropolitan area, or at least the downtown corridor, was completely free for anybody. You just got on the bus and you got off at whatever stop you wanted to. The problem that they had, of course, was that in the wintertime, the homeless people would just get on the bus and stay there and just ride the circuit. You know, they'd get off at, you know, whenever the bus driver had enough.
It's warm?
Yeah. And so then, of course, they were like, well, we're going to have to start taxing the riders by making them pay a fee, and that will deter the homeless people from getting on. Well, the homeless people were, you know, there's all sorts of charities and things, and so they found workarounds where they would go and get a bus pass from a local charity, and the problem continues. So they didn't solve the problem at all. The problem that I have in this scenario is, of course, their attempt to prevent homeless people from using their free service.
Right.
Right? Like, your service is supposed to be free. Tax money, you've already stolen from people to pay for the buses, and now you want people to pay more on top of that. It's just my, it's my same beef with toll roads. Right? Taxpayer money has already paid for the roads. You should not tax them again.
I think those homeless people really highlight the free rider problem.
Bingo. Yeah,
yeah. Surprisingly, after they the city of Albuquerque passed the free bus fares, there really wasn't that much of an increase in homeless people riding the buses that much. I was somewhat worried about it because I do a lot of bus riding, and there's homeless people, of course, that are on the streets that don't exactly smell like Chanel No. 5.
Yeah.
And, yeah, some of those people. So I thought more of the street homeless people would be riding the buses, but their ridership didn't go out. Plus, here in Albuquerque, they don't let the homeless people ride the whole bus route. They have to get off, and if they want to get back on the bus going the other way, that's how they solve that problem of a lot of the homeless people hogging the bus seats.
Right,
so,
right.
Well, if they just go back and forth and have a bus pass, right, you can't really stop them.
Hey, Richard, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. So, one final word about homeless people. A lot of people seem to forget the second part of that term, people.
Mm.
The homeless people are people. Most of them are as harmless as you and I when it comes to being in public and that kind of a thing. It is an exercise in tolerance of individuals at different points in their lives. There, you know, you should not be afraid of homeless people. Right? A lot of people get, oh my God, homeless people, right? They get, it's like they get creeped out or whatever, you know, somebody who smells a little bit or has like the dreadlocks because they can't afford a haircut or whatever, or they're suffering from mental illnesses of different varieties and that kind of thing. So just remember people to be compassionate when it comes to homeless people, because not everybody is as fortunate as everybody else.
Yeah, I think that's definitely one of those points where the government claimed that it would solve our problem, so no one else is trying that hard. They declared war on poverty, and doesn't seem that they're winning.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you can say she on the radio, right?
I can, yes.
Okay.
Depends
and
what you say
and
after
you can say, well, you can say muffer. That's FCC legal.
I don't know what a muffer is.
Well, it would be one who muffs.
Okay.
It's that person who gets the actress ready before the shoot?
Well, that's a fluffer.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's different, man. That's different. Hey, I saw a Snoop Dogg on airplane today. You know? Oh, speaking of that, you know what? What's the longest word in the black dictionary?
I don't know. I can tell you the longest word in Webster's Dictionary when I was going to school used to be pneumono-ultramicroscopic silica volcano coniosis, which is known as black lung. It's a disease of inhaling quartz dust. And I know this because I used it to win a spelling bee in eighth grade.
Wait, you spelled that one?
Yes.
Nice.
It's not as hard as it seems. You just break it down into smaller words. Pneumono, it's like pneumonia, ultramicroscopic silica volcano coniosis.
Yeah, the spelling rules for Latin is pretty consistent, really. Not quite German levels consistent, but not bad.
David, I'm sure you're going to tell us the answer whether we want it or not.
Yeah. Well, German words don't count anyway because their words are actually sentences. So that
yes,
Germans
they
don't
are.
They don't count. Yeah, they don't count.
They don't ever hyphenate. And,
no.
Well, it's because the Germans had beer, right? So they were writing their language all fast.
You clearly know nothing of the German language. It is precise and efficient and well-engineered.
Hey, David, you'll have to get back to us later, man. That is the end of the show. We are out of time. The shortened version of that long word, though, is silicosis. Right, so if you ever get diagnosed with black lung. We're out of time. Visit us at freetalklive.com to see our archives. Thanks for everyone for participating, and peace.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.